So, Rachel.
Yes, Allison.
Are you on Facebook? Do you have a page?
I do.
I do as well. Do you keep up your page, honestly?
I don't.
I don't
either. I'm
one of
those lame people who I don't put any effort into it, but I use it a lot to look at my friends' stuff.
Sure, find out what they're doing.
Yeah.
Every now and again, I'll put something up. And, you know, it's kind of exciting. I enjoy getting poked every now and again. Yesterday, I heard somebody bragging about how many friends that she had on and LinkedIn. And another one was saying she doesn't have time to keep up her Facebook page. And there's one couple that we all know about who's having a contest about who can get the most Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the time is ripe for a full-on backlash. So enter enemybook.com, hatebook.org, and a site called Snubster.
What?
Sounds an awful lot like Friendster, only you're getting snubbed. It allows users to list people and things they don't like by putting them in one of two categories in Snubster: on notice or dead to me. A choice inspired by a Stephen Colbert bit.
Right now, the top three most popular listings on Snubster: tabloids, Scientology, and emo kids. We talked to the site's creator, Bryant Chung, and he explained its purpose.
The site is a parody of existing so-called social networking sites like MySpace or Friendster or Facebook. It's the year 2008. I thought the internet could do better. They call it like social networking as if it solves all of the social problems in the world. But really, you go on and there's not much there. People create these war chests of friends. You might meet somebody at a party, talk for them for 5 minutes, then they suddenly want to become your Facebook friend. You can't reject them because you're not really their enemy. But once you do make them one of your friends, they have access to all your photos you probably shouldn't have shared with the rest of the internet. I thought it'd be funny to kind of parody what's actually going on those sites and make the opposite, where people are encouraged to put on things that they dislike or they might consider enemies.
Now, here's an interesting thing. We spoke to the creators of several of these anti-social networking sites, and they all believe that people were more likely to be themselves on these anti-social networking sites than on the traditional ones. Bryant says Snubster, no exception.
It's kind of interesting to see that people actually are a little bit more honest with themselves and also with who they kind of represent themselves as. Like on Facebook, a lot of times people are trying to build up this new online persona. Rather on Snubster, it's just really what's on people's minds that's really bothering them.
So users of Snubster can either list these things that are bugging them as on notice or dead to me.
If you have somebody on notice, they did an infraction that, you know, can be resolved. So the way that it works online is if somebody's on notice, it has an expiration date. If somebody's dead to you, they're permanently on that list.
Yeah,
they've
that
done something so bad that
dead.
They're going to be on that list for the foreseeable future.
And it's kind of amazing the things that can really make people angry. Bryant gave us some of his personal favorites.
Pictures of angels dead to this person for clogging up the internet. Another one was certificates of appreciation dead to this person. It's really a piece of paper to let me know that you're too cheap to give me a raise. Thanks for nothing. This wife apparently put her husband on notice.
Oh.
And she put, he knows why. In fact, he's perpetually on notice. You better kick it up a notch, buddy.
Yeah, buddy, kick it up a notch. I went on the site. People really, they don't pull any punches. KFC was dead to me for three people. One said, quote, for giving me a stomach ache. And this one guy, his name is James. His dead to me list at number one was Senator Russ Feingold for being an annoying liberal. At number five was rap. He wrote, it may be simplistic poetry, but it's sure not music.
All right.
At number eight, that was dead to him, the phrase, no problem. He wrote, people who say no problem instead of you're welcome are ignorant of good grammar and etiquette. Wow.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. Brian does say that in spite of all that bile, Snubster is really just a place for people who want to have a little bit of fun.
That's really the whole idea. It wasn't meant to be taken too seriously. And really just lets people kind of vent a little.
You can check it out at snubster.com. The random entry generator will definitely get you some laughs.
Have you been putting any thoughts, any things you put on your on notice?
I have one.
Okay, what's yours?
People who use impact improperly.
Oh, wait.
That might actually be dead to me.
I have one.
Okay.
I have one. When people say, I couldn't care less. It's not I couldn't care less, because if you could care less. No, it's when, I'm sorry, I totally got it wrong. I've missed the punchline. It's when they say, I could care less. It's not you could care less. If you could care less, you would care less. So you have to say, I couldn't care less.
Dead to you.
It's dead to me.
Yeah. Impact. dead to me. It's called Snubster.
Check it out.
An unlikely window into the world of secret military operations by deciphering patches. We'll talk to a guy who collects and interprets these black ops patches. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.